The historic covered wooden Blenheim Bridge was one of many bridges that washed away last weekend. Along Main Street in the village of Schoharie, a makeshift sign commemorates the bridge's demise and hurls an old-fashioned insult at Irene, calling the storm a Tory. That's because this valley, 40 miles west of Albany, was once known as the breadbasket of the American Revolution. Its fertile lands helped feed the troops. Now buildings that have stood for centuries and weathered a war are gone.
It's mind-boggling when you stand in the middle of the breadbasket of the American Revolution and you look and there's nothing there.
That's Sandy Prokop, a second-generation farmer from Crossbrook Farms in Middleburg. Over the weekend, the storm destroyed the road to her farm.
It is like the moon. There are craters you could put a house in that are taken out of that road.
She's lost some cattle and at least $500,000 in feed, but says others have it worse.
It's a very difficult thing to go to bed at night and wake up in the morning and see your whole life just and not knowing where it's going.
A few miles away, Richard Ball's roadside produce stand at Schoharie Valley Farms appears to be unscathed, but a look down the hill at his fields paints a different picture. Many of his crops have been destroyed. On Sunday, he and his family were evacuated from the valley due to fears that the Gilboa Dam, 30 miles away, might break. Fortunately, that didn't happen.
Had the dam failed on top of the high water, there would have been 30 or 40 feet of tidal wave that would have come down through this valley, which would have been just, you know, biblical almost.
But the flood still left its mark. Ball's crops are now coated in thick mud, but he says he's more concerned about his friends and neighbors a mile down the road in the devastated village of Schoharie.
We lost some crops, and that's tough, but in our community, all my customers, all my neighbors, virtually every house in our town that never had water before had 6, 7, 8 feet of water.
Federal, state, and local governments have sprung into action. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office has estimated the statewide agricultural loss at $45 million. On Thursday, New York's Commissioner of Agriculture and Markets, Daryl Obertine, visited farms in the Schoharie Valley. He says it's still unclear how aid will be distributed from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, so farmers should keep track of their losses.
Document all your time, document your fuel, document time you spend cleaning debris, repairing roads.
Obertine also visited Ball's farm and looked at the damaged crops. Ball told the commissioner that relief can't come fast enough to his neighbors.
They need some financial fuel and a feeling like this, we can rebuild this, we can fix this, we can overcome this, and I have every confidence that we can.
Despite all the destruction from the floods, Ball is still hoping for some rain. He says the right amount might be able to wash away the mud and save some of his crops. In Schoharie County, I'm Marie Cusick for InnovationTrail.org.